Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. That comes directly out of Proverbs. Let's see. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 3, verses number 11 and 12. Quote, in Proverbs 3, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. That's why I said we ought to be happy when we're chasing the Lord. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. For whom the Lord loveth, he chastens and scourges every. It says, my son, despise thou not. And the key words in these couple verses in Hebrews chapter number 12 are these. Children and son. In verse number 5. Those are the key words. Children and son. Isn't it wonderful to be a child of God? Be a son, a daughter of God. Well, since we are, he's going to chasten us. We belong to him. The word despise means, when it says despise not, the word despise means to have little regard or to consider it of little value. Literally saying despise, don't consider it of little value. It's of great value to you when God chastens you. It helps you. It strengthens you. It helps you to grow. Okay? God is raising us, training us to conform to his word and to his will. So the first part is talking about reflecting on the chastening, not despising. But in verse number 6, we're to reflect on the Father's love. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. The word chasten literally means chastisements, means training and instruction. Training and instruction. And the word scourges here, I mentioned earlier, it literally means whipping. Sometimes we get a whipping. Literally, that's what that word scourges means. He scourges us. I remember as a kid a long time ago, I'll be 63 Wednesday. I know I don't look it. I feel great. I'm happy. God's blessed. And I'll be sick. But when I was growing up, Mom and Dad used to whip us. And Mom had whipped us more than Daddy did because Daddy was gone a lot. But when Daddy got home, if Mama whipped us and if it wasn't enough, he thought, well, Mama would say this, wait till your Daddy gets home. And Daddy, and you've heard this before, and how true it is, because we have 7 of our own grandkids and number 12 grandkid coming. We used to tell our kids, because I'd spank a little bit, you know. Mama Latrice would spank them more than I did anyway. I think that's because of my mom and dad. Anyway, we'd make the statement, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you." You ever heard that before? Okay. In a way, that's true. Because Dad loved me, and it hurt him emotionally that he would have to do this, but he did it for my own good. And I remember, I'll tell you this, I was a preacher's kid, and anyway, and brothers would fight, and me and my younger brother got in a fight one time. And Mama's whipped us, and they said, "You wait till your Daddy gets home." Well, Daddy pulled up in the driveway. You know what? I went in the bedroom. And I put about 4 or 5 pair of underwear on. Then I put some socks, thinking I'd fool my dad, okay? Well, not only did I have to pull them socks out, and he spanked my bare bottom. Hopefully it did me some good, you know? But I'm just saying, the difference is God's scourging hand is controlled by a loving heart. When he disciplines us, he does it with a loving heart. Aren't you glad about that? There's so much more that we could say, but let me move on. Because of that, verse 6 reflects the Father in love. Verses 7 and 8 reassures our sonship. It reassures us that we belong to Him. Look at verse number 7 and 8. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. And that, that word is maturing. We are growing. He's maturing us. For what son is he whom the Father chastiseth not? Again, some of the commentaries I was reading, they were talking about back in the day when this was written. A lot of the wealthier people had mistresses. You know, they didn't just have a wife, they had mistresses. And they would father other children. But you know, they never disciplined those children from their mistresses. We call it illegitimate, whatever term you want to say. But the point is, they never disciplined them because they didn't count them as being their son. Are you following? Okay. And we see in verse number 7 that God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he who the Father chasteneth not? There are so many examples here, but let me move on because I don't want to try to finish this. So we see verse number 6 reflects the Father's love to us. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Verse number 7 and 8 reassures our sonship because he chastens his son, his daughters, his family. And then verse number 9 through 11, that's where we'll finish the study this morning, is the blessed results. What comes through this process of being chastised? We're not to think about the moment. We're to think of what comes through, what we're learning by this. And these are the blessed results in verses 9 through 11. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us. Literally our dads, our earthly fathers. They corrected us. And we gave them reverence. The word reverence means honor. Honor your father and your mother. And I sure hope you did. You know, I did mom and dad. I honored them and reverenced them. They were the greatest people in my life. And even when they were disciplining me, I still honored them. They're still mom and dad and gave them reverence. Well, that's what they're saying. Your own earthly parents, father, well, you gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of the spirits and live? For verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But he, God, chastened us for our profit, for our well-being. The thought is, God's chastening is far superior to that of our human fathers. We respected our earthly fathers. How much the more should we respect our heavenly Father when he chastens us? Our earthly fathers were human. They made mistakes. Our heavenly Father, he is God, and he never makes mistakes. God is the perfect parent. And I wrote this down. He knows what's best. Then in parentheses, some of you old folk, remember that series, Father Knows Best? Remember that little series? Father Knows Best, okay? Well, our Heavenly Father, he knows best. He knows what's best for us. Again, we're going to finish this up this morning about this chastisement. Don't, every time something happens in your life, it's not necessarily the chastisement of God. Remember, we brought that out at the beginning. Sometimes we live in a sinful world. Sometimes we're, as the sparks fly upward, so is man born to trouble. You know, things are going to happen. But yet the chastisement of God is real in our life. And we're going to know it. How do we know? Because of the results of it we find in verse number 11. How will you know if it's a chastisement of God or if it's, well, I'm just getting old and cantankerous and my body's breaking down? You know, how do we know the difference? Okay. Verse number 11. Now, no chastening for the present seems to be joyous. And before I go any farther, it's not fun or enjoyable being chastened, but it is for our own good. That's what it said in verse number 10. It's for our own profit.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.